from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, or should I be saying good afternoon from here in Los Angeles in California. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from this very beautiful city in California. It's known as Los Angeles. We've been here for the past 2 days, bringing you live coverage of Radio Biafra broadcast and transmission to the entire planet. Wherever you are today, we are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Even good night to some people. Here at the City of Radio Biafra, we have been coming to you with news, views, analysis, and commentaries regarding how we are going to get Biafra. And I'm delighted to say that we've been joined by another brother here also in Los Angeles, Simon, or was it, is it Simeon or Simon earlier? The gentleman that came earlier?
Madako,
that was a name he said. Is it senior or what?
Senior.
Is it okay? Senior Madako Senior was here with us a while ago. He's left, he's been converted now. He knows about Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are, and as usual, you can get Radio Biafra via our website, which is www.radiobiafra.co/humanrights.org. You can also get us via peopleofbiafra.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. All this should be on your Facebook. Please, if you're listening and you're on Facebook, please make sure that this is pinned on Radio Biafra London Facebook group page. Make sure it is pinned there for people to know where to get us. If you're experiencing any difficulties, please, please, please make sure you refresh your page. Refresh your page if you're having any difficulties, and we are welcoming you from wherever you may be on this planet. That this is Radio Biafra, and as usual, you can always contact us via the normal means of contacting Radio Biafra, which you see on the top right hand corner of your mobile phone, on the top right hand corner of your laptop, of your computer, of your tablet, any internet enabled device you're using to listen to Radio Biafra today. You can always get Radio Biafra there. All you need to do is to go and add Radio Biafra onto your Skype contacts list, and you are set to call Radio Biafra should you wish to participate in our live interactive session that starts in precisely 35 minutes' time. You are welcome wherever you are. We've had the first segment. This is the second installment of our twice daily broadcast. We will try and see what is going to happen tomorrow. Our flight is leaving here tomorrow evening. We are traveling to Chicago, Illinois. We'll see if it is possible for us to bring two programs tomorrow. If not, we'll be able to extend the first segment of our broadcast. I will now go to the guests we have in the studios, those co-presenting this program with me today, to say hello to you before we proceed. If I may please start with our dear host here in Los Angeles, Odemo Ogaluti. Please say hello to you.
Yeah, hello, listening dear friends.
Go ahead.
Welcome to this segment of Radio Biafra for today. Please listen in and call in, and we want to hear your comments as well.
Thank you. Please. And the brother we have here in the studio as well, please give us your name, your village. Don't tell us you were born in the north. Tell us where your father comes from in the village, if you were born in the north on Yoruba land. Tell us your village, where you come from, and what you're doing here today, please, if you may.
Okay, my name is Clement Omodo. I'm from Agota local government in Anambra State. I'm here to witness our people, the Biafran people, what they're doing, and I'm here to encourage more people to know that we have Radio Biafra. The purpose of this, I believe, is for us to know where we come from, what we have been through, and what has been happening, how we are being marginalized in Nigeria, and how we...
Raise your voice a bit, yeah.
And, yeah, okay.
No, it's okay. Just stay where you are. I'll come from. Yeah, go ahead.
How we will get together, save our people from all the treatments that are being meted on us. I'm not happy about it, and I know most of you are not happy about it. So we really have to know what we can do by commitment, and knowing that, you know, this area called Biafra is our place, and what transpired during the war, most of us we know about it, and we can't just sit down and let it go like that. You know, we have to look for a way to get our independence, at least, you know, to be a people, and remember that we are doing this for this generation and the generation has to come, and I will appreciate whoever is listening. Please make our time, go to the internet, go to the website, and join. If our own betterment is for our own good.
Are you addressing those specifically in America? Because we know we are very active in Malaysia, we are very active in South Africa, we are active in Australia, we are active in India, we are active in Sweden, we are active in Canada. And what I mean by active is that these are people who are financially contributing towards the sustenance of Radio Biafra. We are also going to be active from Ghana in the next few hours, because they rang and they have our authority to proceed to for the formation, or should proceed to form the Consultative Council of Radio Biafra, which makes them automatically members of a Bilie Human Rights Initiative and worthy of consultation before we do anything here. Are you addressing your comments and your speech to people who are apathetic in the United States, a topic and an issue we've been covering for very many days now? Because the response here has been appalling, it's been atrocious, but as we said previously, it's not good to generalize. Because Madoka was here, and now you are also here. You have also taken time off work to be here with us. That goes to show that even within America itself, there are genuine Biafrans. Please go ahead.
All right. What I have to say is that all over the world and most of the countries abroad, they are more committed than we are. People in the U.S. here in particular. The interest, we don't have enough interest for this, but we have to come out and put our own footer. You know, we have to support. This is United States. We should be in the front line, but it's like we are lagging. We are lagging behind. So please, I'm pleading to the rest of us in United States and Los Angeles in particular to participate, at least to come and know what is going on. Put in your own ideas. You know, give us your own suggestions that will help this organization to grow. You know.
Yes, thank you very much for being here. We must thank you for being here, because it's not very easy in America. All you do is work, and you pay bills. But you're here, you took time off work, if I heard you correctly, to be here. And also our brother previously, his name is Madoka.
Yeah.
We thank him also for being here. at the Seas of Radio Biafra to help us. We are also expecting Mrs. Morgalo to be able to join us as we proceed. If you wish to join our interactive session, please, the number to call once again is plus one, which is a U.S. number, is plus 1-404-789-8796. I repeat, plus 1-404-789-8796. If you are calling from the United States, this is the U.S. special edition dedicated to people who are working in the U.S., to all workers in the U.S., the number to call for you is 404-789-8796. That is the number to call. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. We are grateful to have you join us. This is Radio Biafra, listened to in every country of the world. Radio Biafra, wherever you have Biafrans, wherever you have internet connectivity, wherever you have an internet-enabled device, in other words, you can receive and transmit information wirelessly, you should be able to get Radio Biafra on it. On this day, it remains the ninth day of July in the year of our Lord 2013. For some of you, it is the 10th. For us, it is the 9th, because we are here in the afternoon, early evening here in Los Angeles, California. If you're in London, it's gone round about 13 minutes past the 12 midnight. Here, it is only 13 minutes past 4 p.m. in the evening. We are hoping to be able to go out later on to go and see what the entire Los Angeles area looks like, including the... Is it called the Boulevard something? Boulevard, is that correct?
No,
I mean, the where the actresses are. Is it the main Hollywood itself? I thought we were going there later on.
Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. Boulevard. Yes, we are going there later on Sunset Boulevard. And we'll try and go and do a little bit of sightseeing. Because they say all work and no play makes Jack a dog, but we are not playing, actually, but we need to go and do some sightseeing. We've been working tirelessly, and the work continues tomorrow. We are flying for almost 5 hours tomorrow.
And remind them that it's different from what they're seeing in the film.
It's different from the... You tell them, because we don't live here. Because if I tell them that, they'll say, you've not been there. How do you know? So you will tell them in a short while.
So
that what you're seeing in the movie is not the way it is down here.
Exactly.
I've been looking around trying to see all those fantastic, the props you see in the movies. This is just like any other place with a lot of bungalows, I must say. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you today live and direct from Los Angeles here in California on the western reaches of the great country called United States. A lot of our people are here. We are waking them up very slowly, and they're beginning to come out, as testified by the presence of our dear brother who is here in the studio with us. He left his work to come to us. He is breaking the mold. He is doing something extraordinary. Here, they love their work and their parties. They work for 2 months, some of them, they don't come home. And as soon as they come home, the next thing they want to do is to go and party, which is very good, because they need to be able to put body and soul together. But at the same time, our people are dying in the banyan and once in all, we need to do something to make sure that our people are rescued from the bondage, from the slavery, from the degradation, from the humiliation called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. And we are here to make that possible. We are welcoming you wherever you are today. And our headlines by way of recap is that Britain has passed a new law banning Boko Haram, the same Boko Haram they created through their insistence on amalgamating the North and the Southern Protectorates in 1914 into a huge monstrosity called Nigeria, later known as the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, because it's only inhabited by animals over there. We are telling you this evening that the British government have decided at long last to ban Boko Haram. They have not banned them for months. For years, they've been killing them. It's only now they always arrive late to the party. We are also reminding you that northern rulers, by northern rulers, we mean those that own Nigeria, the Sokoto Caliphate, are saying they will not back Goodluck Jonathan's re-election bid come 2015. We are reminding everybody today also that kidnappers have killed a soldier and kidnapped an Israeli citizen in Benin, in Edo State. The spate of kidnapping is continuing. There is no day that passes by without a politically motivated or politically inspired murder or killing. The latest installment is kidnappers going and killing a soldier and also kidnapping an Israeli citizen. This may perhaps bring to Israelis the need for them to do the right thing, which is to support us in our bid to free ourselves from the bondage called Nigeria. We are also looking at in depth at what a contributor wrote, who said the harm Nigeria does to the north. Somebody is writing the harm that Nigeria is doing harm to the northern people. We'll be going into this in great detail to find out precisely what they mean by the Nigeria harming the north, or is it the north harming every other person in the process, or if this particular author is looking for a contract, we don't know. We shall soon find out, because this is Radio Biafra, where nothing is hidden. We speak the truth because we are here to restore Biafra to its rightful position. It is either we get Biafra or we die in the process. There is no third option. If you join the bandwagon to get Biafra, remember that we are here to do one thing and one thing alone. We are here not for presidency. We are not here for political office. We are not here to become famous or known. We are here to serve God in truth and honesty. And the clearest manifestation of that is by getting Biafra. We are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Any other thing is not welcome. Boko Haram have reached financial settlement with Nigerian government. All our money, the 13% they have allowed other parts of Biafra land and Nigeria to enjoy, because we are very, very mindful that the North controls 83% of the entire resources in the country, by which we mean it is their money. They take 83% of every revenue accruing from Biafra land, accruing from Igbo land. The oil flowing at Ohaji Ebema goes to the northerners. The oil flowing at Okwa goes to the northerners. The oil flowing from our mama goes to the northerners. Of course, we are hoping that Clifford, our dear brother who worked for Shell, has got a comprehensive list of where they are drilling oil in Igbo land that you don't know about. This is Radio Biafra. We reveal everything hidden under the sun. All that money is going to the north. They are going to use it. Isn't it very ironic? You come from Ohaji Ebema Iguta, you are in the north selling your spare parts and doing your pure water business. Boko Haram kills you, or kills your daughter, or kills your wife. They bring you back to Ohaji Ebema Iguta, a village, a place bereft of any normal development. People are very poor, but there is Shell is there taking our oil away. And the funniest thing is that the money made from that oil will not go into supporting the family that have just lost somebody. They are going to use that money to go and pay Boko Haram in the north for killing you. Isn't it very bizarre? You come from our mama. Oil is coming out of the ground in our mama. Oil is flowing all the way from Okwa. All these things are happening. Why is it that people from Okwa who are living in Kano, victims of Kano bombing, people from Okwa who are living in Maiduguri, victims of Boko Haram killings in Maiduguri, they bring their bodies back, their families pay for the bodies to come back to Okwa. Yet the oil flowing from Okwa, the money that Shell is making from Okwa, is being given to the northerners. They take that money. The little that is left, meant for the building of schools and roads and hospitals, for paying civil servants, now, good Lord Jonathan and the Nigerian government will deep hand there to pay the person that killed your relative with the oil money gotten from your own land. I don't know if people can understand the implications of what we're reporting this evening. You are from Biafra land, where oil flows from, because that is the only means through which Nigeria can feed. They run what is called a rentier economy. An economy of the lazy people, economy of the Arab world, where they are so lazy, all they do is sell oil and buy, they import everything, including sand. You come from Biafra land, they kill you in the north, the oil proceeds from your father's land is not being used to educate you, you did not go to school with free education. You are struggling to send your children to school in northern part of Nigeria, in Sokoto, in Kano, in Zamfara, in Adamawa, in Yobe, in Borno, all these places you are there. They killed you in the north and they brought back your body to your village. Not too far from your village is where Shell is taking oil from the ground. They sell that oil, they give the money to Hausa people. The same people that killed you. They brought your body back in the village. They are now going to use money coming from your village to pay the person that killed you. It is a situation that people in America must realize. That is what we are fighting against. we are not just fighting against Boko Haram, we are fighting against what I call educated ignorance. Our people who claim they went to school, they're living in America, working in America, they don't understand the gravity of the problem. If what we are explaining this evening is not the height of hell, then I don't know what it is. You come from Biafra land, they take your oil, they impoverish you, they enslave you, they scatter you all over the world, including tiny islands in the Pacific that nobody has ever heard of. There are Igbo people there. You try to get into Europe and you drown in the Mediterranean. You try to go to Gabon in rickety boats and you're drowning. Some of them left never to come back. Some of the people you went to school with, you never see them again. Go back and ask yourself. Some of the people you went to nursery school, we used to call it kindergarten, to primary school, to secondary school, to university, you will not see them again. There are not people that you grew up with, you can never, five of you can never be together again until you die. Do you know why that is the case? It's because you are scattered all over the world. Due to hardship, the people come and they take your oil. Now they are paying people for killing you. They kill you and Nigeria reaches a financial settlement with Boko Haram. 3 million for every commander in Boko Haram. 300,000 to the foot soldiers every month for 3 years. We want people to understand the type of zoo they found themselves in. We want to make our people understand the gravity of the problem that we are facing. We want Igbos in America, Biafrans in America, to wake up to the reality of life before, the type of hell facing our people back home. As they go to do their work for 25 hours out of 24-hour day, as they run around here in very big cars and enjoy hamburger and a gallon of soda, Coke and the Pepsi all the time, let them remember that we are in a very serious trouble. It takes a discerning mind to understand the mess we are in. Nigeria has reached a financial settlement with Boko Haram, and to make it worse, they were reporting it on a Hausa-run, a Hausa service radio station in France. Hausa service everywhere, telling the world that the Northerners are marginalized, using that as justification and basis for the financial settlement with Boko Haram. Who knows that Igbo people are marginalized? Who knows that we are suffering? Who will tell you that your children are drowning in the sea? Who will tell you that Hausa cattle rearers are raping your women at Enugu? Who will tell you that if you want free education in Ebonyi, you convert to Islam? Who will tell you about the evil governors you have in our land? If not Radio Biafra, when we talk about transmitter, people don't understand. It's like telling a child you are growing up, you will not go to school when others are going to school. Our transmitter is our own school, is our primary school, is our secondary school, is our university of knowledge. With it, we are able to reach our people and preach the gospel of the restoration of Biafra, according to this very radio station. We are not going to die, we're not going away, regardless of the apathy we experience, even right here in the US, regardless of the jeering, regardless of the insult, regardless of the provocation. Biafra is coming because the people at the helm of Biafra this time around would rather be dead than be walking about as empty, vacuous slaves. This is Radio Biafra, where we preach the truth. Those who don't like it are welcome to go and join NTA, where they tell you who is eating what and when. We are also telling you today that as this whole nonsense is going on, paying people for killing Igbo people, the European Union is on one hand pleading for Boko Haram not to attack them, because Nigeria understands only violence. They do not understand the language of peace. We are also reporting this very evening that 80% of African offenders in Chinese prisons are Nigerians. Ask yourself, how many Yoruba people are in China? How many Hausa Fulani people are in China? So when they say 80% of Africans, they are talking about 80% of our brothers and sisters in China are in jail. I can't say anymore. I don't even have the strength or the courage to read out the news in detail. Things are very, very bad. And at Radio Biafra, we report it the way it is. If you don't like it, you join the crusade. If you want to improve our lives, you know what to do. Go to www.radiobiafra.co and volunteer to serve your country. When you go there, you'll be told what to do. You fill out the form, you'll be contacted. We are here to be free. We are here to set ourselves free from the slavery, from the shame. Our people are not capable of understanding shame. People should go back to Igbo culture and try to gain a knowledge of what happens to people that have no shame. That is our headlines this evening. Those are our headlines. We must speak correct English here on Radio Biafra. Of course, English is not our first language, but we must try to speak it as perfectly as possible before they say we are not cultured, we are not educated, we are not enlightened enough. Those are our headlines today that we're bringing to you. Of course, we don't have... We understand, because during the first segment we brought you all the news in detail. It's there, it speaks for itself. When they say 80% of Africans offenders in China are Nigerians, what other thing? What else do you want to read about? Is there for all to see. We want to put an end and a stop to such nonsense. I will go over to our dear brother. First of all, to Odi Moralo, to please tell us what he makes of it before we go and take the calls, and also the views of our dear brother who is here in the studio with us today, who left his work to be with us here in the studio. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you very much, Nnamdi. Like you said, my friend left his work. We talk about America and the work that is as a very capitalist society. But we will overcome all these obstacles, and we're overcoming them. It's not exactly easy. Two of the most important gatherings I've seen our people go to in this place is wakekeeping and church. That is the thing most of these is. So I just want to correct an impression, you know, so the people don't think everybody else is going and dancing and wasting time. You know, our people don't like that type of lifestyle, a lifestyle that is not productive.
Was before the Yoruba pastors moved in. Now we love partying. We didn't like parties before, but now we have Pentecostal Yoruba pastors destroying our place. We have taken to Yoruba frivolous lifestyle. Go ahead.
Yes, so we don't the Igbo culture, the Biafran culture is not a culture where we just waste our time in frivolities, you know. And most of us are still holding on to those values. And I want our people to know that there is hope. And as information is going around, people are going to keep coming around and understanding and informing other people as time goes on. So, keep listening, keep to the faith, and do not give up, because that's what our enemies want us to do, to give up, and that is it. I wanted
not to our enemies. Some people in America want us to give up. Not our enemies. Our enemies are easier to deal with. It's the mentality of our people in America that is the problem. When people say, "Oh no, don't talk about it anymore," or stop lamenting. If Americans are not performing, we should pack up and go. We are saying no, because onye na agba jo nkwa na koki ko ya maka ihere na me, not the person dancing off tune, is the person watching, the relative watching, that is ashamed.
Exactly.
We cannot let them
exactly
abdicate their responsibility and their duty to their people. They are in a place that has been built beautifully well, and they are working and slaving their lives away to support a system built by somebody else. We are going to remind them of their obligation, not only to the living, but also to the dead, those who went to war on our behalf and sacrificed themselves. We honor them. And Americans must be made to honor them. I mean, the Igbo Americans must be made to honor them. We have somebody in the shape of Michelle Obama. Due to our laziness and our approach to life, we don't know that woman has Igbo ancestry. Proven Igbo ancestry. Michelle Obama has Igbo ancestry. Proven Igbo ancestry. And we are here all over the place, wasting our time, enslaving ourselves, serving other people from morning till night, 7 days a week, 12 months in a year. And we've got nothing to show for it. Back home, Boko Haram are killing us. Our children are being told they cannot go to school because they got 138 when a Hausa person got two. it doesn't make sense. Please continue.
Yes. So you know, we have to take courage in that continue. Like you rightly said, I remember that, you know, the freedoms some of us are enjoying here, even all of us, was fought for by other people. You know, America that got its independence in 1776, and, you know, a lot of people fought and died for it. The civil rights movement in the 1960s, you know, African Americans died for it, and we are here enjoying that freedom. And our people who are here, you have to also understand that, you know, that freedom is not free. You know, you must give something in for it. It's either we give something in for this thing, or then we let our people and our home die off. You know, they will one day run all of us out of that land. You know, as what is happening is not going in any direction that is suitable to us. It's negative.
But can I ask you a question, please?
Yes.
Do you think that given the peaceful way we wish to approach this issue of restoration of Biafra, do you think that the help of the American government is necessary in that regard?
Yes, of course.
How would you feel if people who are saying, oh, pack up and leave the U.S., let us give them a scenario. Let's say we pack up and go and America remains in darkness. Igbo people in America remains in this darkness. Biafrans in America remains in darkness. And we go. And we are flying from London, flying from Enugu and Port Harcourt to come to USA to lobby the US government, which we must do in case we don't know what is lobbying. It is trying to persuade the American government through the back door to support what we are doing, which is necessary. It's something we must do anyway. How do you think that, do you seriously think that when we are at Washington lobbying lawmakers in this country, are they not going to come and ask you people who are Igbo people in their constituency? If you're serious about what you're asking for?
That is correct.
And if they come to you in America, you say, oh, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. How do you think the man will take the struggle for Biafra? They will say they're not serious. So people must understand, before we do anything, we think very, very hard and seriously about it. The reason why we are in the U.S. wasting our time preaching to our people is this. When Obama decides to look into the case of Biafra, once we have had our worldwide demonstration and we have brought the issue of Biafra to the front burner, people here will ask our people in the USA. They will not come and talk to you in Pakistan. They will not talk to those of us in Uzbekistan. They will not talk to us in South Africa. They will not speak to us in Malaysia. They will not speak to us in Malawi. They won't come to us in Senegal, not those in Ghana. They will ask our people in the U.S. because there are some people here that registered groups called Igbo Association D's. After all, World Igbo Congress is here. They will go and ask them, are you interested in Biafra? Do you know what they will tell them? We don't even want to contemplate that. Please go ahead.
Yes, you know, Nandi, what you're saying is very correct. You know, the World Igbo Congress is here. There's so many associations of our people that are here. And I believe that a substantial number of people have already heard it. And it's good to speak out to your brothers and sisters in these associations. I mean, bold enough with it. Because if you back down, you know, then, you know, we will go down. We won't anyway. God won't allow us. But if you back down, that will be a serious minus to this struggle. So, you know, go ahead and speak to them. Speak to your brothers and sisters about the issue of Biafra and why we must have to achieve it. The American government, you know, we need their support. Remember that our ideals are very similar to American ideals. We hold dear some of their ideals, the ideal of freedom, the ideal of liberty, the ideal of enterprise, you know, the ideals of independence. You know, we hold certain very valuable ideals together, the ideals of democracy. This is ideals that are within our own culture as a people. So we need their support. That should bind us together with the American government and all the governments in the West, you know, to be able to get their support. But they need to know, they need to hear from us. And they need to know that as we are, as a collective, that we are all one. You know, they need to know that we are all one. Because if one person goes...
Are you talking to the Americans or to our people
I'm
here?
Talking to our people here.
Okay,
you know?
Good, yes.
If one person goes to speak to for freedom, and then they look around you, there's nobody who is behind you, there's nobody around you. then they won't take you serious. They will say you're an exception, not the rule. So we want to make this struggle so that the rule will be that 99.99% of us, Biafrans in America, in the United States, will join this movement. It is very, very important. It's very, very essential. And when we understand it and understand the benefits of it, it will make us to get to work immediately. So I'm appealing to all of us that are in the United States to move on. The United States is very critical to this, and as you have heard from Nnamdi, and you don't even need anybody to tell you that. Everybody knows that. And but we need to start organizing, start having meetings, start calling into Radio Biafra to speak to your brothers and sisters around the world. Do not be afraid. You know, as I said before, what your enemy wants you to do is to be afraid, to hold back. That is what your enemy wants you to do. Do not do what your enemy wants you to do. Do not hold back. Don't be afraid of him. Because let me tell you, if you are afraid of the name Biafra, you are afraid of your own freedom. You know, how can you be afraid of your own freedom? And if you are afraid, and they look and they see we are not coming out, we are not supporting, you know, it gives them the courage to continue the oppression against us. The only way we can fight back that oppression is to come out and, you know, exhibit a sense of solidarity amongst ourselves, and a sense of passion and enthusiasm towards our own freedom and liberty. We are not asking to hurt anybody. We are not asking to do anything wrong to anybody. We are simply asking for one thing, our freedom. And why should those who don't want it, or who are restricting us or restraining that from us, why should we allow them to continue to do it?
We are allowing them because we are not truthful to ourselves. Let's take this call and then we'll go to our brother. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra, a no-holds-barred session coming from Los Angeles here in California. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello, Nnamdi. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
It's Samson here speaking.
Yes, Samson, go ahead.
Yeah, you've really done a very tremendous work there in America by trying to get our people to understand their need to support this restoration of Biafra, and that you have already done very well. I have to remind you of what I said to you before, and if you could put something in writing and get these associations there and send the letters to them in writing and have your copy filed, then you have done your own job, and then you leave there to Canada. And they allow the message you have already sent to sink in their mind, so they will digest it. And so I see whether they will do something or not. I think that is the another way forward in which we can go about it. You have said something. If you can put something in writing and before you leave, but when you come back, that would be okay.
Yes, you didn't tell us where you were calling from. Did you tell us where you were calling from?
I'm calling from the UK, Samson from the UK.
You're calling from United. Which part of the UK are you in?
Hello.
Which part?
I'm calling
UK?
from Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland in the UK.
Yes.
What I have to tell you is this: our people here, the cultural association you're asking us to write to, they have built Virginia. They have built what is called an Igbo village. They have taken money from white people. They could not put this money down themselves. They had to go and take a grant to go and build an Igbo village, mud houses here, Ola Akareka, Ola Aja, here, which is not only sacrilegious, but is an abomination to where we come from. We are not dead yet as a people. We are not finished as a people. Instead of them to take their children back home to go and see our land, they are building mud houses here in America. These are the people that you're asking us to write to. These people, they need not only repentance, they need to be cleansed from their sins. These people, the way they think, the way they reason is mind-blowing. I wish I can confront them one-on-one. They will regret the day they were born. They bring not only shame and humiliation, they bring curse upon our people. We are not dead yet. That our culture will be mummified in a foreign land. That they are building a place of pilgrimage for their children when we have Igbo land still intact. to such people, I don't think they will be worth our time in any way, shape, or form. But your advice is taken, and in keeping with Radio Biafra, anytime we receive a good advice, we act on it. We shall be writing to them today, tomorrow, and we'll keep our own copies, and we'll make sure, we will make sure that it's via registered mail, so they will not deny that they have received it, because they are liars. Most of them are contractors and they are liars, so they will not deny it. These people, they make me sick. They make me sick to the stomach. I don't know who is more defiled, if it is Yoruba pastors, Boko Haram, or them. But we pray for God to we pray to God to forgive them for their sins, because they know not what they are doing. These people who are here that went to Virginia to go and build a village, Ola Aja in Virginia, when they could, yes, of course, they have a useless place they call Igbo Village, which I will never go to. They are mad people, some of them here. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, my brother, what do you have to say? Please, may you come in. Yes, go ahead.
Again, I've been brief. What I want to say right now is basically, I don't have much to say, but I have to say that people in the United States especially should please participate. Know that this is no joke. As my brother Robert said, that freedom is number one. Whatever you do, if you don't have your freedom, you are like, I don't know how to describe it. But please, my people in the United States, please, this is something that will help us, this generation and the generation yet unborn. We won't continue to be a slave to people that are not even our equal. We all know about the marriage by the British people. We all know about it. But that marriage, we are losing. We are not getting anything from there. Our people have been maimed. Our people have been killed. Our people have been, I mean, a lot of atrocities committed on my people, the good Biafran people of Nigeria. So please, guys, whichever way you can contribute, whichever way you can do it, please, this is no joke, join the bandwagon. This is Biafra. You are Biafra. There's no way, nothing will stop, nothing will jeopardize that fact. You are a Biafra. Mind where you come from, know what is going on, and please participate. I thank my brother, Mr. Carlo. I'm surprised you are doing this, and I don't know that he has such energy in you. I thank you so much, and I'm pleading to other people, please join.
Thank you. I hope they listen to you. Let's go take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? Have we lost them? We may have lost them. We may have lost them. Please, we ask you to call back. If you call Radio Biafra, you stay where you are. If you call Radio Biafra, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't think they can. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. Please, go ahead, Odi, if you have anything to say.
Yes.
Especially around the news that we are presenting, that Boko Haram will now receive financial inducement. They'll receive payment from the government of Nigeria. And what I'm asking is, where do you think the money for the payment is going to come from?
Well, I think everybody in Nigeria knows that money in Nigeria is oil money. That is the oil proceeds. The revenue of Nigeria comes from the oil proceeds from the Southeast and the so-called South-South. South-South is not to denigrate the people there or the place, but what I'm saying is the creation of the geographical appendage of South-South for the people who live around there, near to the Southeast. I mean, Calabar is in the east of the Southeast. So how come Calabar is in the South-South? And another thing people have to understand that...
Asaba is in South-South. Omwaheda is almost 200 miles down, more south than Asaba, is in the Southeast.
Yes.
Asaba that is in the north, in the northwest of Biafra land, is in South-South.
So we have to understand the game of these people who do these things and people who control the government. When you say South-South, what does that mean? Do we have East-East? Do we have West-West? Do we have North-North? You know, this is a geographical label we have never heard before. But you can see that the Nigerian government had certain motives that are ulterior against us as a people who live in that southeast to have created this. You know, one of the intents is division, to divide the people. So it's a divide and conquer plot, you know, by the Nigerian government. You know, going to the Boko Haram, the issue of, how do you reward killers? You're rewarding murderers. What Boko Haram is doing is actually murdering innocent people, and everybody knows that. The Nigerian government is going ahead to reward people who are murdering innocent people. And there is nothing they are given, and yes, I've never heard of it, to those who are victims, the families. What has the Nigerian government done, you know, for the victims of these and their families?
Nothing.
You know, I haven't heard anything. No, they're rewarding people for violence. You know, this is sacrilegious. This is, is even a violation of their own constitution, which they have set up.
My concern is, where are they getting the money from? The money is coming from the same land that belongs to the victims. They kill Igbo people, they bring them back without compensation, they bury them. They then come to Igbo land, take our oil, go to the, sell it to white people, take the money and give to Boko Haram. It just, it defies logic and common sense. That is the more you think about it, the more you want to go mad, you want to go mental. The type of nonsense that we are faced with.
Yes.
If you're coming to us for the very first time today, or this is your very first time of listening to Radio Biafra, we are welcoming you. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world and listened to by millions of people every blessed day. Those who are not privileged enough to get Radio Biafra also go and download the previous episodes by going to www.radiobiafra.co/broadcast. You will see all the previous broadcasts from there, and you should be able to download it and enjoy it. We also ask you to join us on Facebook. We want to have the largest gathering of people online. We know that Biafra is a misunderstood issue, but we are informing our people, especially the few cowardly ones who are here in the USA, that we are in court with Nigeria, that Biafra is led by the Council of Elders under the able chairmanship of His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Ezeo Zobo, retired, and assisted by Dr. Dozie Ikedife, Ikenga Newi. We are asking our people not to be afraid. Don't be afraid. Come and join us. Come and join Radio Biafra. Go to Facebook, type in Radio Biafra London, ask to join the group, and also bring your friends with you. We thank those who have been adding their friends onto the Facebook group. We ask those who have not done so to try and go back and do that. Try a combination of factors. We know it's a very arduous, very painful, painstakingly time-consuming process. But we ask you to do it all the same, because it is needed to get our numbers up to the volume that we want it to be. We have our brother here in the studio. He will keep introducing himself so people will understand that there are a few who we are not consumed in America. We still have a few of them who are Biafrans, a few of them who are intact in terms of their faculties, a few of them that remember where they come from, a few of them that want to see Biafra restored in truth and honesty, which is the vehicle and the avenue through which Radio Biafra is hoping that the emancipation and the freedom of our people is going to come in the not too distant future. Please, my dear brother, you are here in the U.S. When you go to your meetings, what do you discuss? Let us find out in America. When you go to your meetings, what do you discuss? Do you discuss about the killing of our people back home? Is the pain that we are going through back home, does it register, does it resonate with the people here in the U.S. at all or not?
Oh.
Yes. What do you discuss in your case? You know, Papa Munoga meeting all the Nala. But what do you people do? Is it no? It, no. Have you been to the meeting in the past 1 year? You want him to answer his?
No, okay. Yes, I mean it's yes. We go to meetings. For me, mainly it's I've been absent in certain meetings of my people and. Sometimes the engagement.
The time that you used to go.
You have to go to church, you have to go to wakekeeping, you have to go to work, you know. The engagement, you know, I mean, responsible engagements with our people are too many. And in the meetings, I mean, for now, people discuss about their town affairs, you know, how to improve themselves, and that's what they discuss in those meetings. You know, but the issue of Biafra is now what we are now trying to bring to these meetings, you know, and people are hearing about it. But you know, it's going to take a little while before they have to, so to say, download the information and begin to analyze the information. And then they have to listen in and be able to be convinced that it's within them that it's now time to act. And then we see them moving. So as the information continues, because anybody who wants to be involved in anything would like to examine it. And we can't blame people for trying to examine something. Well, is the problem would have been if we are not dispersing the information. And thank God that the information is being dispersed. And people are reacting already to it. And it's a lot of people have indicated that they've heard it. You know, those I've called and, you know, those I've met, they say, oh, yes, I've heard about it, you know. And then you ask them, what are they doing about it? They say, well, I have to listen in some more. In other words, they don't want to just jump in. If he heard about Radio Biafra the first time, he just jumps into it, you know. And that is why I want to correct the impression of those who think that Americans are simply here to enjoy life. It's not always good to classify, you know, all of them like that. You know, one thing with America is that when you come the first time, you know, when we're back home, a lot of people were being lied to that America is heaven on earth. And then you come to America and then you find out that, you know, you want to go back the next day, you know, because there is suffering. People suffer. This is a capitalist society. You're meant to work and all your proceeds through taxation and all the rest of them, they want to take it back and then send you back to work again. So that is something I want our brethren who is in the other countries to consider when they're sending messages through Radio Biafra, you know, so that when you put the pressure, maybe there are those few of our people too who are not responsible, they're definitely. And but for those who are, we have to speak to them because they are the ones who are going to move take over this movement.
Yes, thank you very much. I don't know if our brother has recovered because we want to hear his voice. Let us go and take this call anyway. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name. You are a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, Biafrans and the friends of Biafra that are listening. My name is Obilo Anthony. I'm calling from Malaysia. I want to thank you once again, Nnamdi Kanu. You are the Director General of...
It's Kanu, please. Before they think I'm related to Ojis or Kalo, my name is Kanu, K-A-N-U, not L-U. Okay. I'm from Ibeku. Okay. Isiama Faruku Ibeku. That's where I come from. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry, sir. Nnamdi Kanu, not
yes,
Kalo.
That is Nnamdi
Kanu.
Yes.
The Director General of Incorruptible Radio Station.
Of course it is. Incorruptible.
Our sovereign state of Biafra.
Yes.
I thank you once again for the good job you are doing and the people that are accompanying you, those that welcome you in the United States. I also want to thank our United States brothers for the effort so far, although it's not encouraging, but we thank you. There are a few things I would like to mention. Number one is that in Igbo language, that's Anahachushi Hachonite. Just like as we pleaded to our brothers in Israel, that they are the spiritual leader in this struggle. Brothers in the United States, hear me, you people are the leader politically. Whether you people want it or not, you people are the leader. You may relax in the United States of America thinking that life is okay for you. But I'm telling you, one day or the other, one or two things will lead you home. And when you get back home, you will not like what you see there.
Exactly.
Somebody called the other time in the first hour segment, and he was there is a tone he used of his personal, I don't like it, speaking to our radio station, saying that you guys should be careful. The way he put it personally, I don't like it. That person also should be careful. This is the only thing that unites Biafra. This is the only thing that makes us to be happy sometimes. I don't listen to any other news. So when such a person is talking, he should know how to talk. Because the reason why Radio Biafra is talking to some of you there and other people that are commenting or lamenting from other parts of the world, there are things we are expecting you people to do. And when the leader is not leading, you know, the other ones, anything can happen. That is why. So we are, if you want us to play to you, of which you people are not supposed to play, this is what you're supposed to do. It's like Jokwara in the family. You don't need to tell him that he's supposed to be the leader, he's supposed to take care of others. You people are the leader. When Boko Haram are killing us, they are not waiting for broadcast or whatever. They know what they do. They just do whatever they feel like doing. Okay, today now, they are being compensated in evil they are doing. But this is the time. This is the time. I just want to plead with you guys. There is nothing much. And I want to thank you more again, our director. Do not relent. Do not retire. Do not retreat. Continue. We in Malaysia, we are strongly behind, and we are dying behind friends. And we believe that definitely, by the special grace of God, we will have Biafra. Thank you, and amen. God bless us.
Amen. Thank you very much. We believe in Malaysia very, very much. And those of you in Malaysia, you know this as well. We believe in Malaysia. Malaysia is going to get us a printing press because we want to run free newspapers as well back home. Free newspapers back home. We want to educate our people. We want to catch up with Yoruba people. The damage they have done to us psychologically, the cowardice you're seeing exhibited in the United States of America is as a result of the domination of the information sector by Yoruba people and by Hausa Fulani people. Every information we receive is from these people. None of you here knows who this chap is. I'm going to read out his name in a minute. I'll go to my brother. He has been writing in the Vanguard newspapers for very many years, saying important things. How many people buy newspapers, and how many people appreciate or assimilate what newspapers are writing? Yes, go ahead, my brother. We want to hear from you.
Okay, come
because
on.
You look like a good person here in America. You're like a good person. We want to hear what you have to say. We want you to give us the perspectives, not from the intellectual viewpoint of somebody who's lecturing, has time to research and study. Mm-hmm. We want you as an Igbo person here, as a Biafran here, mm-hmm. to tell us what other people are thinking. What are they thinking? They must be thinking. Don't they wake up and breathe and eat like human beings? What is on their... What do they think is going to happen to us as a people? What is their world view of Igbo people? Apart from building huts in Virginia and calling a jamboree in Houston once every 2 years, a bunch of criminals. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, actually, I think that the problem is trying to mobilize these people to know that there is Biafra. They should know, but it seems that some of us do not care. You know, but we have to talk to them, continue talking to them. The need to know where you come from, the need to understand that you've been marginalized for a very long time, and it's still going on up to today. And it seems that, you know, we don't really care, we're just interested in the job we do. It's not a bad thing, but at the same time, you need to know your values. If you cannot protect yourself, you cannot protect your family. So you have to protect that Biafra, and at least give the least resistance to this House of Lani oligarchs that have been treating us the way they have been treating us. If you don't do it, we will suffer, our children will suffer. So we have to know what we can do now to fight and get that freedom. That's all I have to say at this time.
Thank you very much. We welcome your contribution. We welcome your what you have to say. We are reminding our people, wherever they are on this planet, this is a live transmission from Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from Los Angeles here in California. The number to get Radio Biafra on and the number you should have, even when we go to Canada, the number remains the same. We hope that MT Mobile works in Canada is +1 404 789 8796. We received a report of intermittent disruption in our transmission. Please, we are asking you to refresh your browser. If you experience any cutting in transmission, you refresh your browser. Please refresh your browser, or you go to any other alternate website. We have about 5 websites. Please go to any of them. Those of you who are closer to Facebook, if you have the time, please indicate and tell people what to do, how to continue listening to Radio Biafra. We appreciate the dedication and sacrifice of those of you who are in Europe, who, despite the odds, now is the middle of the night, you're still up and listening to Radio Biafra. We welcome all your contribution. We welcome everything that you're doing. And at this point, I think it is imperative. The time I've just gone slightly closer to 2 minutes past 5 p.m. here in Los Angeles. It's 2 minutes past 1 a.m. in the morning in London and also in Biafraland. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you as usual. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring you up to date as to what is happening with our transmitter. There was a gauntlet thrown down by our dear brother, Clifford Iranya, who was the host of Radio Biafra in Houston, Texas. He has redeemed his pledge. Clifford Iranya has donated £544.36, to be very precise, to the transmitter appeal. He's looking for 99 other people in the U.S. to do the same. The people that will come out when Yoruba pastors come. This is the time to come to the rescue of your own people. We need transmitters so that when BBC Hausa service is on, Radio Biafra Igbo language service will be on as well. When they turn on Hausa service in France, we turn on Radio Biafra Efik Ibibio service as well. When they turn on VOA Hausa service, we turn on Radio Biafra Ijaw service as well. We know what to do. All we are asking for is the help to be able to deliver Biafra. If we can take Nigeria to court in Nigeria, there is nothing we cannot do. Please support the efforts that we are making. And we are also announcing today that as of this morning in Los Angeles, when I spoke to Dr. Moses, we were with confirmation from Chukwudi Ofoma from Australia. They have amongst themselves collected from people, including Dr. Uzokwe and the rest of them. We have managed to raise so far £11,800 towards a £50,000 transmitter. Radio Biafra listeners and contributors have so far raised £11,800 out of a possible £50,000 appeal. That is where it stands today. Somebody said, can you tell us how much we have contributed? We have contributed £11,800 out of a £50,000 project. Once it is completed, we will bring Radio Biafra to our people 24 hours a day in every language. Every story will be retold. All the lies being told in Nigeria will be laid bare for our people back home to understand, especially what is happening. This person has been writing, Obi Nwakamma has been writing, for those of you who are conversant with Vanguard Publications. Obi Nwakamma has been publishing for a very long time, writing in the Vanguard newspaper. Some of the things this guy has to say is mind-blowing. But how many people are aware of this? How many people are aware of the fact of what Obi Nwakamma has been writing about in Vanguard newspaper? The alliance is incredible. It has to be read to be believed. People need to understand it to appreciate what our people are undergoing in that contraption in the zoo called Nigeria. Obi Nwakamma writes the column. His column is called The Orbit in Vanguard newspaper. He writes so boldly. I read it and I feel like I am the one writing this. He talked about the conspiracy, how the Yoruba people tried to deceive Dadakaboro into fighting against the government of Dr. Michael Obara, where he gets his information from, only God knows. This is from the horse's mouth, with quotations and citations all over the place. We have a lot to bring to the attention of our people once we have our transmitter. Our people will be disabused. Every damage done by Nigeria, we will wipe it away in a twinkle of an eye. What we are asking for is our transmitter, and we are reporting today that we have so far managed to collect £11,800 has been received by Radio Biafra towards the transmitter. This particular fund is being managed in Australia, not in London. It's being run in Australia. under the able leadership of Chukwudi Ifeoma, who is a benefactor of Radio Biafra, one of the key sponsors of Radio Biafra. He is the one taking care of it. And also Dr. Moses Wigwe. These are the people who have pledged their lives to the defense of everything that Radio Biafra holds there and believes in. Yes, please, Odi, go ahead.
Yeah, this might be a segue from the what we are talking about now. I want to make references. Like I said, it's a segue, diversion from the main point.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
On yesterday, when my friend called in from Delta State,
yes,
and he spoke, and we want to let those people who are in Delta, the our own brothers and sisters in Delta, to know that they are involved in this struggle, and they can always contribute. There are certain things that they need to know. You know, the issue of Biafra has always involved our brothers and sisters in Delta State. Remember that when the killings were going on in the 60s, they were killing our brothers and sisters in Delta State. So even though that the Biafran boundary was marked by that river, our brothers and sisters in Delta State were still at risk. This would show you that blood is thicker than water. And we have a lot of our brothers and sisters in Delta who were very prominent in the struggle against that oppression. People like Joe Achuzia, who is one of the leaders of the Council of Elders. We had also within the Biafran government, we had Winifred Anuku, Captain Winifred Anuku from Abo. So Abo people, you have to take this as an important information. Sometimes some of us are born in our villages and then we go to Lagos from there. So because you are born in a village or you are born in Lagos, you are not very much in tune with your people who live across the Niger in the east or in the west, you know. The thing to do is to be in tune with them, you know. This is an age of information. The whole thing is right there in the internet. You can get up into the, you know, get into the internet and begin to read just to get yourself acquainted with history of Nigeria and events. It is very, very important. You may have Yoruba friends, but don't be afraid of their reaction. Because in most cases, their reactions will not be positive. Their reactions will not be supportive of what you are saying, or if you will support Biafra, the struggle for Biafrans to be free.
Yes, let us take this call. This is Radio Hello? Biafra. Give us, yes, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Nkechi Ojukwu. I'm calling from Long Beach.
Nkechi Ojukwu from Long Beach. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, my friend told me that you people are coming from London, so I'm very, very grateful that you people want to bring the Igbo culture to the whole world. I love what you people are doing. I have one question, and I don't know how you people will see the question. My question, I want to know how Igbos will bring themselves together to be able to achieve a goal.
Yes.
Because what is happening in Nigeria right now, we don't know what we are going to do. And the, in a situation, let me use, for example, what is happening over here in America where we are. Igbos are not together. Even in my church, they are not together. I want to know how you people can help us to build that relationship so we can be together, so we can be able to move forward in everything we are doing.
Yes. The first thing you need to do is any relationship that you're going into, be it in the church or in a meeting or anywhere, has to be founded on truth. Eziokubundu, it has to be founded on truth. If there is no truth, it will disintegrate and fall apart. The only reason why we don't have unity amongst our people, as they say, although I'll dispute that in a minute. I will tell you why I dispute it. The only reason why you don't have the kind of standout unity you're talking about is because we don't have media to project our positive side and to cover our negative side. The Yorubas and masters are doing it. Obasanjo was at loggerheads with Yoruba people. Nobody loved Abiola in Yoruba land. But because they had media supremacy, they manage to lord it over other people. That is why Radio Biafra is here. That is why we have Radio Biafra. Once you have your own media, once you have a place where you can congregate, where you have an exchange for ideas and positively discuss ways to go forward, you will have unity. Radio Biafra is here courtesy of our brother and his wife, Odi Mogalo, here in Los Angeles. Before that, we were in San Francisco. Before San Francisco, we were in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Before that, we were in Houston. Before that, we were in Corpus Christi. Before that, we were in Atlanta. At the invitation of Igbo people, invitation of Biafran people, invitation of Efikan Ibibio people, invitation of our dear people from Ejo, we are here because we are united fighting a common cause. Anybody telling you that we are not united is mistaken. We don't have a media, a worldwide media. In the past, now we do have one, because Radio Biafra is here broadcasting to the entire world. Our discussion this very evening here in Los Angeles is being heard in every country in this on this very earth that we're in. So we are united. It is a difference of emphasis. We highlight our negativity rather than protect or projecting the positive aspect of our character.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your answer.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What we want you to do is, now you have heard about Radio Biafra, you tell your friends where they can listen to Radio Biafra. You give them the same number that you have called, so they can call Radio Biafra around 11 a.m. tomorrow, because we'll be here. That is what you need to do. Okay?
Okay, is there any other number? Because there are some people that love that in our church. So I don't have their phone number. Even so, there's somebody that named himself Biafra. He told us stories about what happened in Iraq during that war and everything. So is there any phone number I can reach you people with so I can give it to him?
Give him this phone number. This phone number will be here. And also there will be another one coming up as well. Belonging to Mr. and Mrs. Mogalo, you will get this number in a minute. The number you have called, you can give it to him. We'll be here before we go to Canada in the next few days and also return to the United States. Please also take down this number. Do you have a pen and paper ready?
Okay. Yeah, I got pen and paper.
It's 562.
Yeah, 562.
920.
920-6424.
Yes, that is for all the people around the Los Angeles area to call this number. That is the number of our dear brother Odi Mogalo. Once you speak to him and get this whole thing going, because we need the involvement of all you Americans here to be a part of Biafra.
No, that's so good. I love what the people are doing. Thank you for promoting Igbos.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm blessed too.
Thank
you.
Bana, bye. Yes, they are coming out one after the other, which is very good. Perhaps this a similar thing happened in Atlanta. Eventually, people came out, but we are saying that the number of people in this country is much. We expect so much more, but at least they are coming out. Good people are coming out, and we are grateful. We are grateful for all their calls, all their interest in the struggle for Biafra, because we want a Biafra of truth and honesty. Our dear sister is here. Please, Isha, she got her headphones on. Wonderful. Please, let us take this call, and then we'll go to her to say hello to our people. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. My name is Francis Emmanuel Babiche.
Where are you from in Biafra land, Francis?
From Igbo, Ebonyi State, Afibo.
Afibo, to be precise. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, I love the program that is going on. So, my question here now is the thing that is coming up now, like as in Dakar here now, when you tell people about this. Biafra FM. So most of them will be laughing at you. You understand? So I really need power to emphasize more on it, to convince them more, for them to understand the freedom we are talking about. Because I believe that there is nothing you achieve more than freedom. You understand? So what I'm saying is, I need maybe websites that I can share together with them that to enable them to go through it and understand what you are talking about.
I can hear Radio Biafra playing on the background. You talked about a website. Which website did you access Radio Biafra with? Where are you now? Look on your computer and tell me which website you are listening to Radio Biafra from, or with, I should say.
Okay. I have the Skype. That is where I got the number that I'm giving to call.
I can hear my voice there. That goes to show that you are listening to Radio Biafra live transmission. Tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Radiobiafra.co. Not .com, but .co. They can also find us on Facebook. For some of them, they can find us on Facebook. All they need to do is to go to Facebook and type in, when you go to look for your friends, the same place you look for your friends, you type in Radio Biafra London. That's all you need to do. Type in Radio Biafra London. Join the group. Every information you're looking for will be there. Any questions you have will be answered. And that is why we keep telling people, continue adding your friends. Continue to add your friends. When you add your friends, you will understand the need, what we are doing, and the essence of why we need Biafra as quickly as possible. We have our dear sister here in the studio. She's been taking good care of us. She's been cooking. I have not had any hamburger since I came here, which is a very good thing, because our sister is here cooking for us, and it's a very good thing. Our sister being the wife of our host here in Los Angeles, Mrs. Morgan. Please say hello to our wonderful listeners all over the world. Some of them are awake at this time of the night because they want to listen to Radio Biafra.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Do you have anything? I know you've just come in. It's very sunny outside. It's a very lovely day. Do you have anything to say? I think that was the first lady we are getting callers from outside here, at least within the Los Angeles area, which is a very good thing, the lady that called a while ago. Is there any other thing that we should be doing that we have not done so far in order to get the message of Biafra to our people?
I think you're doing everything you have to do, like every struggle and every revolution, it starts with one person, and like a wildfire, it spreads abroad. So I think you're doing everything you should do. Just keep up the good work and keep doing it. As time goes on, people will wake, you know. Just like people have different personalities, so is it in these things. Some people will wake up so fast. Some people will take their time. But at the end of the day, our people will wake up.
Yes. So I keep asking this all the time. Considering how yourself and your husband took to the issue of Biafra, what is it? Is it? I did ask this question yesterday because there are a lot of people asking this all the time. What is it for you? You did mention yesterday is about having seen the suffering and wanting to do something about it. You're getting information from home. Why is it that other people, you're also very busy, I must say, you're working as well, the same work that other people are doing and giving excuses all the time. What is it about you? Why did you hear about your people and decided to do something about it, as opposed to hearing about it and saying, okay, kachine ke mezyu?
I think it's just... Well, one of the reasons I'm interested is because my husband is interested, obviously.
Yes, you'll come to that in a second. Hold on to it and keep developing it, because it's it's a loaded question, and I'll tell you why. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Okechukwu Okafor. I'm calling from Qatar.
Okechukwu Okafor from Qatar. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Look, I will make my recommendation later. I'm listening to the word I think for the meantime. I'll call back.
Okay, no problem. He wants to know if Radio Biafra is real and if we can take his call. It's understandable. Yes, please, my dear sister, go ahead.
So I was saying, First of all, I'm interested in it because obviously my husband is interested in it. He's not just interested, he's passionate about, you know, issues concerning Biafra and Igbo people and people of the East, you know, obviously because he was born in the war, so he always makes a joke that we're not from the same country. He's from Biafra, I'm from Nigeria, you know. That's one yes. of the things. And but another thing, too, is because, I mean, you cannot, just like you cannot hide pregnancy, you cannot hide the truth. You know, it's there, it's glaring. The only people who probably seem to be not concerned about what's happening is people who either they are in denial because they don't want to accept what's happening to our people back home, or they're just simply ignorant. They are not listening, they are not reading, they are not looking into these issues. Because I don't know how I would open up the news every single day and the first thing I see is how many people were massacred in the north, and it wouldn't touch me. I was actually talking to a lady. I went to my friend's house the other day and I was telling her husband about listening to Radio Biafra, and a lady, a visitor she has there, took it upon herself and bashed me thoroughly, told me how it's not only what people they are killing in the north. And I'm like, are you kidding me? If you have Madala Church being burnt, who do you think are the Christians in Madala Church? Hausa people? Obviously, if they have Hausa people, maybe in the 1.5% of it. So 99.9% of people who are being killed in the north are our people. And that's why they are underreported, because, you know, they don't want us to know the full details. They will tell you, 100 people died. Mm-hmm. But they won't list you out the name so that you see all the Okeke and Okol is there and get upset. You know, so recently we read they even had to build a mass grave in the north and bury them.
They don't allow us to bring our people back. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, good morning.
Good evening from Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm calling from China. My name is Anthony Onyema.
Anthony Onyema.
From Anambra State.
Which part of Anambra are you from?
I'm from Akpo, Orumba South.
Orumba South. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, my brother. I really thank you for what you are doing.
Thank you.
But I want to tell one of us, our people here, because they don't understand what you are doing. You know, so, you know, every Biafra man is supposed to call a king. So, but you see where a king is being a slave. You know, we Igbos, you know, Biafrans, we are such slaves, even here where we are now. I remember when I was in school then, primary school, this China government, you know, we contributed money for them. You know, even then, I used to hug, try to do help myself in primary school then. I do push wheelbarrow, like market days, I will leave school and go to market to push wheelbarrow, a lot of things. I do go into bush and pick palm kernels to sell, you know, to order to help myself. But yet, I still contributed money to this country I am today. Okay, here am I, being a slave, you know, running from police. You know, you do business with them, they will cheat you, nobody will speak for you, you know. But I'm surprised when I tell my friends here about this Biafra stuff, you know, some of them will not understand why they are here roasting. Some are in prison, you know, dying, nobody is speaking for them. So I'm very, very happy that people like you are out, you know, to do this, to help us out, because some people are dead. They are just living, but they are dead. They don't know what to do. Like some of our people who live in the U.S. there.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Have we lost your connection? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yeah, we lost. See, repeat what you just said, please.
Yeah, like our brothers who live in America, they, you know, they think that they have everything there with them. They live in a good house, drive cars, but they're still a slave. Because I can't see where a king will be working 25 hours, as you said. So it's not like that. So in our land, there's a schedule of everything. Even when we go to work, there's a time to come back. There's a day that there's no work, everybody will rest. So they are there just working and earning their money. They are suffering their life, you know. They don't think about their future children, because the day will come, they are not going to be buried if they die there. they will come back home one day. So let them help us out, you know, on this struggling. Because many of them...
Yes. Hello, your line
is so ready there. They can, one person can even do that in America. Because I remember one family, you know, this man went to America, he spent 20 or 30 years there. He couldn't do anything. But the younger one just go to America and spend those 2 years and come back, start building house. The first one was saying, I can do that one day, but I don't have the time. Imagine what he's saying. So one of them there can be able to do this thing they're looking for. Do you understand? So that is what I want to tell them. They should come out and help us. You know, even if they are okay, some of their nation are still in East there suffering. They need their help.
Yes. Thank you very much.
That's what I want to say. Thanks very much.
Thank you very, very much. We are grateful for your call. And my dear sister is... I think it's on this issue of the U.S., of course. There are a few people here who are good. Our sister have called from the here in Los Angeles area. Also, our two brothers have been to the studio today. And our host is here. And the co-host, I would say, who is the wife, is also here. Because it's imperative that anything you're doing, that your wife is aware of it, so she will give you her support. Once you have her support, there is nothing you cannot accomplish. You were telling me this story before the call, before we took that call, of where you went to. You were preaching Biafra, and somebody wanted to fight you. Is that correct?
Oh yes.
Yes. These are the things you experience. You know that even when our Lord Jesus Christ was on earth and was preaching, who are those that killed him?
His people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said a prophet is without honor in his own hometown.
Exactly.
And it's funny because. Even the only city he visited, that he really, the Bible was clear to record that he really didn't do much miracles, was his hometown. So, like I was saying, I think sometimes for our people, it's either fear or ignorance or just sheer, you know, like selfishness. Some people, like when that lady was talking to me, all I could read from her in between the lines is just selfishness, because there's obviously, she's here, she's comfortable, she's, you know, she thinks all is here and all is all. But where are you going to go back home to? You know, what is the fate of people who you left home to come here? Your mother, your grandmother, your uncles and cousins. And the future generation that are going to come, it's either we stay in other people's country and make all our children there, and with time, we will forget there's ever anyone called Igbos, or we will fight for our own country, and the earlier we get it, the better. That's my thinking, you know.
Thank you very much, and I wish every other wife here in the U.S. will be able to think the way you're doing, or be able to provide impetus and support to the husband to continue doing this very important work that we are doing. The questions that we are asking and will continue to ask is, why are they using our money to compensate those that killed us? If you're joining us, please, that this is Radio Biafra coming to you from Los Angeles here in California, in the most western part of the U.S. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. We welcome you to this program. We have our dear brother here with us, Odi Morgalo, and also the wife, we just heard her voice. Obasanjo is saying he made successful mistakes, whatever that means in English language, I do not know. This is Radio Biafra. Their control of us is how do we break this stranglehold anyway, Odi? How do we break our Apuandi, Yoruba, and Awasakran? How do we begin to unshackle ourselves from this, not just from the physical, but from the mental? Because they're with us every. It's because of them that is why a lot of us are the way we are.
Yes. Your question is very, very critical. It's very important. I was mentioning about the influence of other people on us. We have to be mindful of it. You know, there is an article I will quote here. It was written on Monday, August 8, 2005. Vanguard Newspapers. So those who have pen, you can write it down. Vanguard Newspapers, Monday, August 8, 2005. Actually, it was an interview which was done to with Emeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, our own hero himself. And the title was How I Became a Yoruba Lad in Lagos by Ojukwu. It's very important that we make reference, you know, we refer to this important article. And in that interview, Vanguard interview on Ojukwu, he talked about how when he was young, he was born in Zungeru, but he grew up a little bit in Lagos before he went abroad. And he said that when he was still a small boy, he had Yoruba friends in Lagos, and they were playing together. But he said there was one incident which he never forgot. He said he came to a point where his he and his friends, his Yoruba friends, were calling Igbo people Kobo Kobo. They were laughing at them, calling them Kobo Kobo. And the report was brought to his father, and his father had to send him back to the village so he can know his roots. That is what helped him, you know. And you can imagine if he grew up somewhere else. And this is what I'm saying when I talk about those who probably were born somewhere else outside Igbo land. That you are an Igbo person as well. That you are a Biafran as well. If you are Efik, if you are Ibibio, if you are Yala, you know, if you are Anang, if you are Ijaw, whoever you are within Biafra land. You know, you are born outside. You need to get back and study your culture and your people. That will help you understand your roots. And we can see how, Ojukwu was so affected when he was a young kid. And if his father hadn't sent him back home, he wouldn't have had that root, that understanding.
So you're saying that when I talk about growing up in the village and what it does to you, I'm right. Is that what you're saying?
Of course. It helps people to be grounded. And if you didn't grow up in the village, like I said, the internet is there. Show some concern about your roots. Show some concern about your people. You can get in there and study a little bit. You help you understand the world that you live in.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Madam, I'm going to come to you in a second. Do you want to ask something very quickly?
Yeah, I was just going to say, these days you can practically Google everything, including the date of birth of your grandfather. I mean, you could...
You can Google everything, yes.
Yeah, you could Google anything you don't know these days, you don't want to know.
Exactly.
Because anything you want to know, you really would be able to find out. How many times do we talk about some very silly things and we say, oh, let's Google it. And you'll be so surprised how much you find out about those seemingly silly things. How much less a people, not just any people, but the people of God, the Biafrans, people who... You know, like the Bible talks about the wise men from the East, you know, wise people that God has created, just like you said yesterday, it's God that creates peoples and nations.
Of course.
You know?
Not
so,
through God.
Yeah. So it's a lot of things you could find out about your people, about our origins, about what happened in the past, you know. Most times we think, well, we just go to school to study. Yes. Those things are book knowledge. But there are the knowledge of self, which basically starts from knowing yourself as an individual and then knowing yourself as a people. You know, these are the knowledge that nobody will teach you in classrooms, and these are the knowledge that arms you for the rainy day, because those are the kind of knowledge that sets you apart from every other person.
That is correct. That is very correct. We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra from Los Angeles in California. Give us your name and where you are, please, and you proceed to tell us what you have in mind for us, please.
My name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I am presently in Baytown, Texas, but I come from Aronjio Nyemobi in Oguta in Biafra land.
You are welcome to the program. That was our host in Houston. You are welcome to this very program. We announced earlier before you came on air that we have received your contribution towards the transmitter. A while back during the first segment of our program today, you threw down a challenge and that challenge stood. But please stay where you are. Don't go away. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. This is Nonso Love the First.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead, we are listening.
Okay, I just want to say something. I just want to beg our people, you know, everybody is in the area of this transmitter and everything like that. So I just want to beg, you know, you guys, register is only about 1 year online. So our people is saying, hey, you guys can take it easy, very just small. Little by little, we can reach where we want to go. You know, we have been in that for a long time now. In this state, we have millions of Nigerians, millions of Biafra, millions of peoples. But how many people are calling? How many people talk about Biafra Nandi? We have been in that for long. We have been in that. Even Americans, they're talking about America. What about people in France? What about people in Germany? What about people in Switzerland? They are all refugees. And they are waiting for the day to send them out. And they're still looking for, if they go to Sweden, then change the way from Sweden. Then go to Germany, then change the way from Germany. They go to Austria. They are talking about Americans. Everywhere we are all the same land. I'm just begging, if we can keep managing this radio, with time, our phone will come back to the same different land. We have been blacked out for so many long, for so many years, without radio, without media. And this is it. This is the result of it. So let's take it easy. American people will come on board. Everybody will come on board. But easy, step by step, it will happen. I believe. I know my people, we are too intelligent. But in this matter, now we have been left out. So this is it. So please, if I'm begging, tell my people to cool down, take it easy. Not only America, we are all the same everywhere. I know we are smart, we can do it, but let's give it time. That's what I'm saying. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. We are grateful. He called to say that what is here kwa nebe okay no nebe uze kwa boss len kwa wow. It is everywhere. It's not just in the US. The stupidity is everywhere. This is Radio Biafra. We have our brother on the line. We have Clifford Iranya on the line. Let's go back to him. Clifford, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, as I was saying before, our dear brother, and also called from Spain, I am saying that the challenge that you threw down was there. A lot of people are of the opinion that we should keep trudging along until America and every person wakes up, but we are proceeding full steam ahead. Please, in your own words, could you please, by way of recap, tell us what you talked about previously and the challenge that our dear sister Chidera read out. Incidentally, she's not feeling very well and could not participate in this program as we are going forward. Please, go ahead.
Yes, I sent a text and I said, I need 99 Via France to join me in bringing out 500 British pounds per person for this transmitter and everything that go with it, and other things that go with it. And I said that, and 20 minutes after I said that, I went ahead and led by example and gave my own part of it, which is, from what you have already seen, is even great, higher than the 500 British pounds that I talked about.
Yes.
So yeah. I am throwing this challenge out. I am calling other dear friends, especially those here in the United States, to join me. I need just 99 people. I don't need millions, just 99. It's not enough to come on the radio saying you are Tony from Colorado. You see, when I started, I introduced myself. My name is Clifford Chukwemeka Iranya from Aro Ijonye Movie in Ukuta local government area in Biafra land. I didn't say I am Cliff from Texas. One man said that in those days, Zeke used to tell one of those in English, he said, if you want to be an Okoropiality, then you better be a Paliti. So if you say you are a Biafran, come on, first of all, let's know you. Don't hide under English name Tony from Colorado or from Louisiana. Where do you come from? And then, it's not just enough to keep making noise and even saying silly things about our own friends like Freddie B. Hunter. Come on, this is a time, this is a challenge. 500 British pounds. That is what I'm asking 99 Biafrans in the United States.
Are you sure we have up to 99 people here who can afford that in the whole of America?
Yes, we have more than that. Even the party that you and I, the two parties, different parties that you and I went to in Houston, we have more than enough. Even the restaurant where you and I went to, and we had people almost wanting to fight us because you mentioned Biafra, we have more than enough people from Houston to do that. But I'm spreading it out to the United States. 99, that is all I want. 99 people, bring us 500 British pounds and let's get this thing done. We don't even need the whole of Biafrans in America. What we need is 99. The Tories of Colorado and all that, let them come out. This is time for action. I'm tired of words. This is time for action. And I have led by example. Come on, guys.
Thank you very much. Of course, you not only that you hosted Radio Biafra at very huge expense. You have flown us from also one city to the other, paid for our air ticket. It's understandable. Maybe these people that you're mentioning, they will not come from the New York, New Jersey, and Maryland area of this country, because nothing is even happening on that side. At least even here down south and in the west, people are saying something. Up in the northeast, there is nothing happening at all. Nothing at all that is going on. Now, how are we going to get this very... Our brother a while ago suggested that we should write to the heads of all these organizations with recorded letter saying, this is what we are doing and we want you to participate. But the metro said they didn't get the letter, or that something happened, or that they forgot it, or they lost it. What is that fear about? That irrational fear, that almost primordial, instinctive fear we have in our people. In these organizations that you people go to, don't you look at the people before you elect them as chairmen and chairwomen or whatever of these groups are? Don't people see who they are before they elect them? Why is it that every group in America is populated with cowards at the helm of authority? Why? Not one of them ever dared to come out to speak to us. They're all running, all of them. Apart from the only people we saw in Atlanta that allowed me to address them in their meeting. The rest, all the other leaders here in America, they are all in hiding, running away. Cowards are in power in America. Why?
Well, I won't say they're cowards. I think it's more of selfishness. It's more of selfishness and that attitude of, okay, let me sit on the fence and watch. Let's see if this thing will work. Plus, there was something somebody said in the first session. Some people have bastardized the name of Biafra. Some people have used the name of Biafra to steal. Like, when you talk about Biafra, now the first thing that comes to everybody's, to most people's mind is Masob. And you and I know very well what the Masob leadership has done to the people of Biafra. So that is the key problem. The issue of selfishness and the antecedent, things that have happened before that is now scaring people away. But what people need to understand, what Biafrans need to understand is this. Look at these three people, Ezra Zobu, Dr. Dozier Kedife, and Ered Achizie. These are not just people that will come out and stick out their neck, for something that is not genuine. And therefore, if we know that these people are heavily involved, then there is no point, getting afraid that, something is going to happen. It's time to come out. And in relation to what you said earlier, all the people need to do is go to Radio Biafra website. You will see the donate button. That was what I did. 20 minutes after I made that challenge, I went to Radio Biafra website, hit the donate button, and made my payment. That's it. And I have an email telling me that this has been done. I have a receipt from PayPal. So it is transparent. Nobody is there. In fact, will have his way, go and buy the transformer. Don't even let him see the money. So I am assuring the 99 that I'm talking to now, the 99 that I want to join me, I am assuring you people, I'm assuring you, dear friend, that this money will be utilized for what it is for. And once we have this transmitter, we will be able to inform and educate our people. Because, look at what is happening. The
man that was with you in the afternoon, in the morning session, said that, you know, people are not aware. And we are talking about the United States with all the infrastructure. So compare that to the villain, to my mother, to my dad, to my uncle in the hinterland, in Biafra. They don't know anything. My father doesn't even know that there's a court case going on. And Bogota is 25 minutes from away, drive. And he doesn't know. But I'm here knowing because I have access to internet and other. But if they have the transmitter, we have the transmitter, and Radio Biafra is sending messages, then people will be energized, people will galvanize, and we'll get what we want.
Yes, thank you very much, and please remain where you are. Thank you very much. As you well know, we are here in Los Angeles being hosted by our dear brother, Odi Mogalo. What do you have to say to that, to what our brother have just finished saying? Do we have up to 99 people in the United States who can help us to buy this transmitter? Or do you think it is better to get people in the U.S. to buy us this transmitter and we can come and take it? We don't do anything with money. We want transmitter. We don't need money. We need transmitter. Can people in the U.S. do that for us?
Yes, of course. My hope is increased because people are understanding that our needs can be met. You know, there are obviously more than 99 people. There are thousands of people who can, you know, there are people who can even buy it singly on their own. You know, but the conviction is what they need, the conviction. And this is why I know that this struggle is a spiritual struggle as well. You know, God will bring the conviction to these people. They will begin to see the need to step up, step up to the plate and start doing something. You know, but that conviction seems to be coming gradually. But we have to persist. We have to continue to speak to them. We have to continue to tell them to see and investigate and see if what we are doing and what Radio Biafra is doing is genuine. You can investigate yourself, you know, rather than continue to doubt and doubt and doubt. If you doubt something, I think the better thing to do is to investigate to see whether it is true or not. If it's not true, then you leave it. If it's true, then you believe it because it is it's true. It becomes a fact. And this struggle is a fact. The fact that we have the indigenous peoples of Biafra, that's a fact. The fact that those indigenous people of Biafra are in court with Nigeria is a fact. The fact that Nigerian government has recognized the indigenous people of Biafra in a court,
a fact,
which is legal, is a fact. So these things are things that everybody can check and see, you know. And for goodness sake, like I'm saying, you know, for those who are afraid, stop being afraid. You know, fear cannot grant you anything. What fear will do is to give more energy to your enemy to finish you up. Mm-hmm. That's all it's going to do to them. So fear not, you know.
Can you tell me, you are very good with the Bible. There was a place, I don't know where it, I read it. I don't know if it's from you or from Chidera. There was a place in the Bible where it says, do not be afraid in the presence of your enemies. It's in the Bible somewhere. I've forgotten where it is in the Bible.
Even the Bible says, even in Isaiah 43,
yeah,
it says, fear not, for I am with you.
Yes.
Do not be afraid, for I am your God.
Yes.
You know?
Is the Bible you people use, is it different from the same one that you're already reading from now? Is the Bible different? Why is it that our people, when we read something, we don't do anything with it? The Bible is saying, is mandating you. You say you're a child of God. You are reading the Bible. The Bible says, do not be afraid in the presence of your enemies. Why are you afraid then? Because if you're afraid, that means you're sinning against God. You're going against what a biblical edict. I don't know. I don't know where these people came from. Please, Clifford, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You may continue. I said I'm ashamed of some of the people that came in my generation. I'm among the three men there, some of them, to be honest with you. I'm beginning to suspect for them one and the attack. Did not come back complete when they came back from that market or from that trading experience. Because a lot of them, as we know, we are raped. Some of them continue to deal with Hausa people in order to be able to feed. For them, they are more than, I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, so I'm using the opportunity to appeal to fellow Biafran. Please. I mean, let's look at it. How much is that? Divide it over 12 months. It is really nothing compared to some of the days you spend that you don't really need. But we are talking about 57 lives and the well-being, the freedom of over 50 million people. And also justifying that 3.5 million people that died did not die in vain. And director, I want you to keep this in mind. When we say 3.5 million people, we are talking of as of January 1970. And we know that between that and now, many people have been sent to their earlier grave, including your own relation that died a couple of months back. Right?
Yes.
So, we have to we have to assure these people that they didn't die in vain, the spirit of these people that they didn't die in vain. And what does that say? 99, I'm looking for 99 Biafran across the United States of America. 99. Come on. Go to the website, hit the donate button, and fill it out, and you are home and dry. And I guarantee you this, if we have that transmitter, working over there in Biafran, people will be informed, and they will be educated, and they will be enlightened. And it will go a long way in getting us achieve our aims. That's number one. Then number two, it will reduce this debt. And you ask me, how does that happen? Because when Radio Biafra, give the right information, people will know what to do. People will continue to get information, and their mind and their heart will be changed. Like we have been talking about people coming from the north back down to,
yes,
to
Poland. Stay where you are. Stay where you are, my dear brother. Remain where you are. Lest we have a caller on Skype. We want to see what contribution he can bring to this debate. Not financial contribution, but what sort of input he can give us. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra from Los Angeles in California. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Honora. I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Honora, can you speak up, please? There's a lot of static on your side. You're calling from Amsterdam. That is in Holland or in Dutchland, whatever they call it, in the Netherlands.
Yeah, Netherlands, Holland.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't have much to say. I just want to thank you for all this thing that you have been doing all this while. I wish I would have people like more people like you. Because what you are doing is I don't know what I don't want to say it. What you are doing is, I think, a president of a country cannot do that. In fact, you are bringing hope to our people. But sometimes, the way our people behave sometimes makes me to feel like I don't know if it's the cost that God has cost us. Because I don't see the reason why we be telling people about our freedom and people will be talking against Biafra. In fact, I have the power and the opportunity. Anybody that speak anything against any Igbo person, a Biafra person that hear about Biafra and they don't be in support of what you are doing, I think that person deserves to be given a 24 lashes. Yeah. In fact, I don't know. Some people are blind. They don't see what is happening to our people.
Anybody, my dear brother, anybody, please, Clifford, stay where you are. Stay where you are. And my dear brother, I agree with you completely, but stay where you are also. Let us go and take this call. Please remain where you are. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Gideon Anusiobi. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Gideon Anusiobi from Los Angeles. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Yes. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I just want to say that you guys are doing a good job in trying to promote what Radio Biafra is all about. It's to keep us all informed about what Biafra was and is still all about. To promote and make sure that the Igbos are united for a common cause. I really appreciate the job that you are doing to promote this cause. And that's why I'm calling.
Thank you very much. Do you are you in contact with him?
Yes. I'm in contact with him. I informed him to about Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I just phoned in. I got a phone number from somebody that allowed me to call you guys, basically, from which I was able to call you guys. And that's why I called in. So
you did well.
Yeah.
As somebody that grew up during the Civil War, I'm still bitter about how the Eagles were treated. And for just no reason. And I support the cause of every Eagle man. You know, I feel there's a level of jealousy towards Eagles all over Nigeria. But in the name of God, we continue to strive and move forward. And I don't think they can stop us. So, one live. Long live Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wanisubi. I remember I contacted you for to listen to Radio Biafra. This is Maolo speaking. Thank you for calling in. Yes.
I thought I would be able to get off work early, but I was not able to do that.
Yes, we understand
that. That's why.
Yes, we understand that.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Yes, thank you very, very much. Yes, we will go to Osita in a while, conclude with him, and then we go also to our dear brother Clifford Iranya as well, who is waiting very patiently on the line. Yes, Osita, please conclude for us because we are coming to the end of the program, please.
Okay. What I'm saying, I always pray that God will touch our people because sometimes the way our people behave, it's just like we behave like animals. Because I don't see the reason why somebody who are flying all the way from Nigeria to a foreign country, you don't see that you need freedom. Because people come here, they see how this is being done. They see how people are living their life. They see how a lot of things. So I don't see the reason why you'll be telling people about Biafra and that they will be opposing it. They will be telling you all sorts of things. You know, so but I always pray that God will touch all of them, because we cannot continue to live like this. This is not how God created us to live. And those people who are living in America, they enjoy a lot of things there. They don't know that some people die for their life. Some people spend their life. Some people contributed for that the good life they are living there.
Yes.
So I don't see why you'll be preaching to them and telling them what they will do. Somebody was just writing on Facebook. I was telling that person that we needed a transformer in Biafra. He was telling me that a transformer is nothing. It's not education. It's not this. It's not that. You know?
And he went to school. He will tell you, I'm educated. I went to school. That is why in the new Biafra, there will be recertification of all the nonsense issued to people. There will be basic common sense test. If you cannot pass it, you go back and start from kindergarten. A lot of people are so daft. If you don't have transmitter, how are you supposed to transmit information to educate people in large numbers? Chineke Marandia, brother. Thank you very much for calling, and may God bless you. We are going to go to our brother and the wife here, our host, to conclude for us. But before we do that, we'll go to Clifford. Clifford, are you still there? We are coming to the end of the program. Please round up for us.
Yes, Director, I am here. Let me go again and plead to the Afghans in the United States. I am talking to you tonight or this evening. I need 99 people to join me because we believe that those of us in the United States can make it. We have the wherewithal, at least some of us. I don't want to believe that you cannot find 99 people in the whole of the United States to join me in getting this transmitted. I am throwing this challenge to everybody. Come, join me. It's not just enough to call yourself Patrick from Maltoni from Colorado. This is time for action. You know, a lot of people say, stop mentioning them, stop being direct. No! We are at the point where we have to be direct now. This is a challenge. If you know you are a true Biafran, if you know you have the Biafran spirit in you, come out. 99 people, that's what I need. Just 99.
Our transmitter will be there once we get 99 people from the U.S. supporting the effort that Clifford Iranya is making, then we are home and dry, more or less. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. May God bless you. Let's take this call, the final call. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, this is Dr. Ogedi Uzofa. I'm calling from Wales.
Yes, Dr. Uzofa, go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I just wanted to commend you once more because I've always listened to your broadcast and keeping awake till 2 o'clock to make sure I
can imagine.
And commend your effort. I wanted to call earlier in the earlier program, that's the one that started by 7 p.m. London time.
Yes.
My phone was not loaded with any credit, so
okay.
I decided to do that and then call you now.
You did well.
Kidera was saying something about some people that are hard up, why she understands why they are not able to make any contribution or something like that. I wanted to disagree a bit with her. I don't think that those who are contributing money have excess, you know, and it's just something that, you know, if you're a Jaffan, actually, if you believe in a cause you are fighting for, then you can even raise money on credit and so on. In fact, as a matter of fact, let me use myself as an example. My wife was not happy when I wanted to make my donation because, according to her, she said that there are things to be solved. I told her, listen, that the issue of Biafra is better than my own life because, as far as I'm concerned, I feel that I cannot be a second-class citizen to another person in this world, especially to the outer Fulani, Yoruba people, who I consider myself to be superior to the way they behave, whatever.
Exactly, of course we are.
So, I tell them, listen, it is better that I am dead rather than not restoring the answer, that this struggle is more important in my life than any other thing. So, I believe that if any person that has that feeling that I have, even if you don't have the money, so you can still make some contribution. I remember the student from the University of Nigeria who is making 1,000 naira contribution every month.
Yes, University of Nigeria, a student in Nigeria.
Yes, a student. If any of us is serious, even if you don't have the money, even the individuals might to contribute, God knows that you are doing something. So it's all a matter of your will and how the fire that burns in you know, and so on. However, I just want to use the opportunity to say once more that the thing that the club that you are fantastic. Your energy is unbelievable. And also to thank your host, the teacher. His name has just escaped my memory.
Odi Moralo is a teacher.
That's true. And all the previous people that have hosted Radio Biafra.
Yes.
I am grateful for their effort. And I was even thinking, is there any price to pay, like when you come back to London, if I can host you in my own house? I'm very grateful because you said that there's this good sticker you give to any person that has used Radio Biafra.
Yes.
So for that reason, I'm quite jealous, and I would want to host Radio Biafra in my house.
You won't believe it.
And see how the radio functions and so on.
We'll do that for you as an honor because you were the first person to make a donation of £1,000 towards the transmitter live on air. You redeemed it not more than 4 days afterwards. So it is an honor and a delight. We'll gladly do that, of course, come to you. We have 20 gold stickers, I can tell you. We have not distributed up to 4. We have not found the people worthy enough. Anybody that has it here is because we found them worthy. We still have it in our bag. The latest recipient will be our brother here for hosting Radio Biafra. So in perpetuity, when somebody comes to his house, they won't ask him, what have you done for Biafra anymore? Or ask the wife, what have you done? Our gold sticker will be there on their door, announcing the presence of Radio Biafra within their midst for eternity. Thank you very much, Dr. Uzogbo, for calling from London by this early hours of the morning, and may God bless you and keep your family. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bana. Yes, please, my dear brother, in conclusion, please, what inference can you draw? What conclusions can you tell us? Given what you have heard this evening, please. Go ahead.
Yes, my fellow Biafrans, there are one or two things I want to touch in closing. When I was a young kid, probably about 9, 10, my mother used to sit out in the porch back home in the village. And all of a sudden, she would start crying. Obido bebakwa, you know, and be saying, how can this type of thing happen to a human being? How can this type of thing happen? And she would use her wrapper to clean her eyes. And I would ask her, mommy, ogini, you know, what is it? You know, and, you know, to see my mother crying like that, I was troubled, you know. After a while, she'll start crying again. And as she will always tell me, you know, young kid, you know, you don't understand. And then when I asked further, my other relatives who were around, they told me that it is because of the war. And then she mentioned the war, you know, and what happened during the war. And she was crying because of Major Anuforo. Major Anuforo and Major Okafor. Major Anuforo was, and Okafor were one of the coup plotters during the January 15, 1966 coup. And he was buried alive in Benin by the Hausas, by the Northerners, you know. And my mother kept crying about it.
Buried alive.
You know, he was buried alive. Mm-hmm. And Major Okafor, they tied his legs on a Range Rover and dragged him on the road until he died. You know, so those gruesome experiences affected me growing up. And then up till today too, I read, you know, the newspapers. I read about even when the Masop was having their protests and things. People were being killed. People were being killed. And look at the Ezu River now. And I asked myself, you know, these people were there demonstrating for my own freedom. My own freedom. They died for my own freedom. And I can't do anything at all? You know, that's just, you know, it's too, that would be, that means I'm disappointing myself. You know, so I said that I have to be involved in this. You know, so please, I'm asking everybody, those who are listening, remember to talk to people so that it's not just those of us listening. We have to keep talking to people. We have to keep telling them and tell them to tell another person. When you tell somebody, tell him to tell 20 more people.
Yeah.
That is how the information spreads enough. And when they hear it and hear it, they know that it's a very serious thing. And they will start coming. Our people will come. They are not bad. They are not the bad people at all. It's just that they need to hear, they need to know, they need to be convinced, and they start coming. You know, and if you do that and inform people in that way, they will come, and it will make this struggle much more easier, much more faster. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very, very much, please. And your dear wife, if she can give us her closing remarks, that would be greatly appreciated, please.
You know, Igbo people used to say that na Igbo ada bosomiri until ochahaho. You know, meaning an average Igbo man or woman, when I say man, I mean human being, would be there, you know, the rain will be, the cloud will be gathering, everyone will just be doing about their business, and the rain starts. And then until the rain drops, that actually wetting them, that's when they start running. I mean, that's naturally when other people would have been well inside the house and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my prayer is that in this particular case, we wouldn't want to wait for the rain to drench us. Because guess what? We're already drenched already. I don't know if do we have to wait to finish? And then when there's no other, when you call home and they tell you, oh, that Boko Haram has come to the east, and they had blown up your entire village, and there's no place to stay when you go home, and there's nobody to talk to. When you, in fact, there's no, you probably heard the news on the phone, on the radio, because no one picked your phone when you called. Is that what we want to wait to until we wake up and do something? In this case, even if we're not even saying do financial things, give of your time, give of your intelligence, because I know we're very intelligent people. Make your contributions, your intelligent contributions, all that would be appreciated. So I'm just saying that God touches us that we wake up and do what is left for us to do, because this is one of the things that nobody would really do for us. We have to fight for our own freedom, because every other free society fought for their freedom, including the United States of America. You know, I mean, we could look at the wars over and over. They fought for it. That's why we could enjoy freedom here today. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, my dear sister.
It's God bless you.
It's a wonderful feeling to hear your voice. Anywhere we have our women, the blessing is there. That is one thing we want our people to understand. As long as our women are behind us, Biafra is coming. We thank all of you, especially those who have also made their written contributions onto Facebook. When we say contribution, we're not talking about finance. We're talking about all those who have written articles on Radio Biafra London Facebook page. We are congratulating all of you. We are thanking all of you. We are asking you to continue what you're doing. The Yorubas will not like it. The Hausa Fulani people will not like it. But they are our enemies. Ndirani Kahabo. Because of that, we don't care what they think. What your enemy thinks is irrelevant to you. Don't care about what your enemy is thinking. Our concern is what God in heaven is thinking and how he views us. And our duty to the dead. Our obligation. Those that fought for us and died on the battlefield. Radio Biafra recognizes and acknowledges all of you one after the other. Wherever you are, we know you are somewhere in heaven, all of you. Even those that were unceremoniously killed, the women who lost their pregnancy to the knife of a Hausa person, we remember all of you. And we are saying that your death cannot be in vain. Upon this land that we stand upon, this very ground that we stand today in the United States, we are making a solemn pledge that the death of our people cannot be in vain. And the nonsense that happened in the past will never happen again. We thank all of you for listening to us. We are asking you to join us once again, same time tomorrow, not in the evening, because we are flying out of here to Chicago, Illinois tomorrow. But our program is coming 7 p.m. London time, which is 7 p.m. in Biafraland, and 11 a.m. from here in Los Angeles. Thank you very much for listening, wherever you may have been. Please continue to talk to your friends, continue to email them, continue to remind them, please, to tell their friends and for their friends to tell their friends about Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you.
Silly, you know, if he men are no more, I got silly.